The winds of change have landed here in Franklin. This is Steve Sherlock with Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook on the week ahead in Franklin, Mass. For November 9 through November 15, 2025. Tuesday, November 4th, dawned sunny but very windy, and those winds may have been the portent of the change that the community saw when the results for the biennial election were available just after 9 p.m. Only two of the six town council incumbents were reelected. They will be joined with seven new members to form the new town council. Diane Daddario won the write-in vote for the Board of Health with a convincing margin. One of the school committee incumbents did not return, as three new members will be joining that new committee. The first council meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, November 12th, with a 6 p.m. starting time. Yes, 6 p.m. The meeting will open with organizational votes, so it'll be interesting to see who ends up as chair, vice chair, and clerk for this new team. The agenda is mainly an orientation to council operations, open meeting law, conflict of interest, ethics, and other matters that for prior councilors with less change as they started their new term, these were covered but will not likely have been in the depth anticipated for this session with so many newbies. Other town meetings this week are scheduled around the Veterans Day holiday on Tuesday. The Housing Authority meets on Monday. Historical Commission and Friends of Public Library are scheduled to meet also on Wednesday. The Municipal Affordable Housing Trust, the Charles River Pollution Control District, the Benjamin Franklin Charter School, and the Conservation Commission are all scheduled to meet on Thursday. The agendas for all the meetings are listed in the links below. For all the cultural events and meetings, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock, Franklin Matters and Franklin Public Radio, with a look back at the week that was in Franklin, Mass. From November 2nd through November 8, 2025. The Franklin Public Schools Horace Mann Legacy Subcommittee met on Monday, November 3rd at 6 p.m. Exclusive audio of that meeting is available at franklin.news today. The Planning Board met also on Monday, November 3rd. Franklin TV did broadcast that meeting, and the link is available for the YouTube video. The biennial election was conducted on Tuesday, November 4th. The official results were posted by the town clerk after noon on Wednesday, November 5. 6,387 voters, 24.4% of the 26,136 registered total voters, cast the ballots. Disappointing, but that's the way it is. Detailed results are available on the links at franklin.news. The Board of Health met on Wednesday, November 5 at 5 p.m. Exclusive audio of that meeting is available at franklin.news. The Finance Committee was also scheduled to meet Wednesday, but it was canceled late in the afternoon due to lack of a quorum. The Technology Deep Dive will need to be rescheduled yet again, likely for the next meeting in December. The Zoning Board of Appeals met briefly on Thursday, November 6th. They approved the first accessory dwelling unit requiring a variance. With the MIAA playoffs underway, there was only one live-streamed Franklin High School sporting event this week. The boys' soccer team unfortunately fell to Framingham in overtime by a 2-1 score. The video is available at franklin.news. The Shareworthy presentation by Joe Landry on Then and Now is available at franklin.news on the YouTube channel. For the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page. The TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.